Welcome to Healthy with Hema podcast. I'm Hema, a nutrition coach and a yoga practitioner. I found my passion in helping people choose a healthier lifestyle, not just to lose weight, but to improve their physical and mental well-being. Here, we talk about nutrition, tips to a healthier life, burst some myths surrounding nutrition and exercise, and many other things. Thank you for tuning in. I started my first episode and sort of lost track because life. Well, I quit my job and I finally have completely immersed myself into nutrition coaching and yoga training. And finally, I thought, okay, this is the right time for me to start my podcast back up again. I mean, it was not much. It was just one trailer that was out, and then there was a permanent delay, or one can say a very big delay of the next episode or the first episode as such. So what should my first topic be? And I thought a lot about it and decided that we need to learn the basics of nutrition, right? Like, we hear all these fancy terms and then we're like, okay, what do they do and what do they stand for? I mean, we did study a little bit of that in high school, but it wasn't about nutrition, but just about energy. And that's why today's topic is going to be about energy balance. The energy balance that we achieve in our body through activity and food. So what is energy balance? As the name suggests, is a balance between the energy you intake and the energy you expend. How do you intake energy? You intake energy through food. You consume food, your body converts it into energy, and that's your energy intake. What is energy expense? You do any sort of activity, as well as your body's simple basic processes that go on even when you're not doing any activity. Take for example digestion, your heartbeat, your brain activity. All these need energy, and that is the energy that your body expends even without you doing anything. There are many other ways in which you can actually increase the amount of energy you expend. And we talk about calorie. Yes. The dreaded word. We always hear words like high calorie food, low calorie food. But what exactly is calorie? Do you recall what you studied in school? I do. But then we will reiterate and understand the definition, understand how that particular word or that particular term can be used to understand energy balance. And then we talk about calorie deficit and calorie surplus. Again, these terms are all over the internet, especially when it comes to weight gain or weight loss. Oh, I have lost weight because I was in a calorie deficit. What exactly does it mean? Let's understand that further. Then we go on to understand some technical terms like TDEE, total daily energy expenditure, BMR, basal metabolic rate, TEF, thermic effect of food, TEA, thermic effect of activity, and the most important, according to me, NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So, let's get started. Before we understand energy balance, I think we should start with calorie. What does a calorie mean? Technical definition of a calorie is: a calorie is the amount of energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius at a pressure of 1 atmosphere. That's a textbook definition of it. What we see on nutrition labels as calorie is actually kilocalories. Kilocalories is denoted with a capital C and written as calories. Now, let's talk about the three major macros and how much calories does 1 gram of these macros provide us. Macros stands for macronutrients, by the way. So nutritional carbohydrate gives around 4 kilocalories or calories per 1 gram of carbohydrate. Protein gives you around the same amount of calories for 1 gram of protein. 1 gram of fat yields about 9 kilocalories or calories of energy. For the sake of brevity, we will use calories wherever we are mentioning kilocalories. So, energy intake. How do we intake energy? Human body intakes energy mainly through consuming food. We consume wide varieties of food, and foods have different calories in them. Some foods are low calories, some are very calorie dense, and irrespective of what the nutrition component of that particular food is, let's just talk about, okay, this food has a certain amount of calories, and when we intake that, our body uses the energy stored in that food for its own processes and functioning. And to calculate energy intake, we calculate the energy consumed in a 24-hour period, usually from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep. The amount of calories needed by a person changes according to their age, gender, and their lifestyle. A person who leads a sedentary lifestyle, that is someone who, say, does not do any kind of activity and likes to sit the whole day, probably needs lesser calories to function than, say, another person who works out 3 to 5 times a week and is fairly active. Again, men and women need different amount of calories for the same age and physical activity. Now that energy intake is taken care of, let's talk about energy expenditure. We can measure energy expenditure in various ways. The classic method is actually done through a calorie meter, which measures heat production. So there is two different ways of doing that. There is direct calorimetry and indirect calorimetry. Both of them are usually done in lab setup and are fairly complex. So that's why we have certain formulas through which we can accurately estimate the amount of calories that we expend for a given age, height, and weight. And energy expenditure is actually the culmination of 4 main processes. Your basal metabolic rate, or also called resting metabolic rate, BMR or RMR, thermic effect of food, TEF, thermic effect of activity, or TEA, and NEAT, non-energy activity thermogenesis. So what is resting metabolic rate or basal metabolic rate? RMR or BMR is specifically the energy required to support cardiac function and respiration, repair internal organs, maintain body temperature, and balance water and ion concentrations across cell membranes. So this is the energy that your body requires irrespective of what you do throughout the day, just to survive. It makes up for about 2/3 of the body's total energy expenditure in a 24-hour period. So this is the most influential part when it comes to your body's energy expenditure. And this is actually correlated to body size and gender. And I was talking about the formulas, right? So this is where there are formulas which are separate for each gender and takes into account weight, height, and age, and gives you an estimate of what your BMR could be. The next process through which we measure energy expenditure is thermic effect of food. What does thermic effect of food mean? It is the amount of energy spent in digesting the food you intake. Pretty cool, right? For example, protein and carbs require more energy to be digested than fats. And that is why it is important to eat protein and carbs in your diet. When I say carbs, it is complex carbohydrates, but we'll come to that later. That's a whole different topic that we will cover at a later time. So, the overall macronutrient composition of your food affects your TEF. For example, if you consume high protein food, then your TEF is higher. That means you're actually spending more calories digesting this food and than you would probably if you had a high in fat food. How do they work? Foods heavier in carbohydrates or protein will increase a body's heat production more than meals heavier in fats. The third process, which is responsible for the energy expenditure, is your T, thermic effect of activity. This is the physical activity that you do intentionally as an exercise in a day. This could be something simple as walking or running, strength training, swimming, and any other activity that you can think of. This again is dependent on an individual's body size, physical conditioning, and the amount of movement performed. This is one of the ways in which you can actually increase the energy expenditure of your body. More exercise, more calories burnt. But remember, it is different for different people. And one of the ways we all track how much activity is done or how many calories we are burning through each activity is using smartwatches. Everyone has a smartwatch these days, and our Garmins and our Fitbits tell us how many calories we burnt when we ran that 5K or when we ran that 10 kilometer. And the fourth, the most important but often ignored part of your energy expenditure is NEAT, non-energy activity thermogenesis. What does it mean? It is the amount of calories you burn through moving throughout the day. If you work out in the morning and then don't leave your couch throughout the day, then you will not be effectively burning as many calories as you would if you continue to move throughout the day. Remember that one message you saw everywhere that 8K steps per day is recommended by World Health Organization. This is why 8,000 steps per day means you are moving throughout the day. This, in addition to your exercise, help you increase the amount of energy that you expend. So we covered all the four processes that contribute to energy expenditure. There's also a small part that isn't as important in a day-to-day basis, and that is growth. Our cells constantly regenerate every day. Our muscles build themselves, our tissues repair themselves. All this require energy, and this energy is also part of your energy expenditure. This is quite less in adults than in children and youth because they're still growing, and that's why it's not a big contributing factor in adults. But say if you're pregnant or if you are recovering from an injury or a surgery, then the amount of energy you expend when you are recovering or when you are growing a human inside you is slightly higher than a normal person who is not doing any of these things. So that is a factor that we don't really calculate on a daily basis. So let's move on to energy balance. What exactly is energy balance? I mean, what is balance? Balance is when there is a one part and the second part and both of them are trying to be equal to each other. The same thing applies to our body. The energy that we intake needs to be balanced by the energy that we expend. If the energy that we intake is higher than the energy that we expend, then we have extra energy. What do we do with it? What does our body do with it?
It happily stores it as fat reserves because it thinks this is needed for the future. Well-made investment is our fat stores, adipose tissues where the fat gets stored. But if your energy intake is lesser than the amount of energy you're spending or expending, then you're in a negative energy balance. That's when your body reaches out to the small fat stores inside your body and asks them to provide it energy to actually carry on with its daily functions or its your activities or your movement throughout the day. And when that happens, fat loss occurs. Amazing, right? So let's recall. Total daily energy expenditure is actually composed of four different processes. TDEE is equal to BMR plus TEF plus TEA plus NEAT. BMR or RMR can be calculated by certain formulas. TEF is also calculated by recording the kind of food that you're eating or by understanding how many macronutrients you're consuming throughout the day. TEA can be calculated by recording the activities, the exercises that you do in a day, and many activity trackers do that for you depending on your age, weight, and your physical conditioning and give you almost accurate value. NEAT is also calculated if you actually wear an activity tracker throughout the day. It calculates the amount of calories burned every time you take some steps and walk around, and so it gives you a total estimate of how much energy or how many calories you have burned throughout the day. And how do you calculate energy intake? Food apps to the rescue. I think my favorite app is MyFitnessPal because of the amount of food varieties that they have that you can input without breaking your head. And so basically apps like that will give you an estimate of how many calories you are intaking throughout the day. Although research suggests that we usually grossly underestimate how many calories we are eating and grossly overestimate the amount of calories we are burning. And that's where the whole conundrum of weight loss exists. That's why we keep wondering, I don't eat anything at all and still I'm not losing weight. More on that in the next episode. Thank you.